talk about tattoos and body piercings. Since we are running Top Model series, we want to talk a little bit about that, address that issue. There's a lot of questions. Now, right away, I want to say that this message is not to put anybody down, not to condemn anybody. This message is to inform. How many of you already have a tattoo or body piercing? So all of you, I don't want you to feel like, okay, you know, I'm not talking about you right now. I'm just want to put some information out there for people who are considering, thinking about it. Right away, I just want to make something clear. Can a person who has a tattoo be saved? For sure, no doubt about it. Can a person who has a tattoo or massive body piercings, can they be used by God like crazy? Have been before, are right now, and will be in future. So just let's make that clear. Just like a person who has this special relationship with cake, they can't get mad every time they hear somebody preach or talk about, you know, love for food. Or if somebody has some kind of addiction, you can't always get mad at people. Well, why are they preaching about that in church? Because this is church and we want to address your life issues, not just something that you don't care about. And this is a very, especially for young people, it's getting very, very popular. Let me just go a little bit back in a day where we first see tattoos. First, we see them in ancient Egypt and Greece. Tattoos were branding or marking of slaves. That's how tattoos begin. And basically, like, we mark and brand cows in different animals today. That's what they used to do to people back in the day. Then it went to the, a little bit further, and when you saw a free person walking around with a tattoo or a brand or mark, or an earring for men on their ear, that meant they were dangerous. That meant they were from prison or they were a rapist or something like that. Look out. So that was like branding. That was mark. Careful, you know, watch out for that person. Then we see sailors. Sailors started to get tattoos when a sailor was, he lived through a crazy storm, and I'm not sure why they did that. They would put a tattoo on him. And the more he survived, the more tattoos they would put on him. But I think later on, they just became a brand and they just started to put tattoos for any reason. Then closer to our times, tattoos were very popular in prison, are very popular in prison. Then rock stars made tattoos popular for all of us. You saw rock stars first, then you saw Hollywood stars, you saw actors getting little one, then bigger one, and then we see huge ones right now. And then we see young people everywhere right now getting tattoos and body piercings. In the past of the church, it was not a question in people's mind, can I get a tattoo? I mean, people didn't even think that question, can I get a tattoo? Can I pierce my belly button? It was not, I mean, it was condemned by church, it was forbidden, it was not allowed, period. That's it. It was not a question. Today, we see a lot of Christian people. We see pastors with tattoos. We see pastors with, you know, different piercings. And so it's a question. And I mean, for somebody who was raised like me, I mean, I was raised that, you know, it's forbidden. You can't, that's it. You can't have it. So in our society right now, tattoos are, you know, young people, you see more and more getting tattoos and it's accepted. But I want to tell you something. Just because something is accepted in society does not mean that it's accepted in with God. That does not mean, just because church accepted something does not mean that it's okay. For example, there's so many divorces right now in church. I'm not talking about the world anymore. I'm talking about church. And it's accepted. If we don't belong together, we just can't make it together, let's, you know, go our own ways. It's accepted. It does not make it okay. Abortions are accepted. If a baby was not planned, if, you know, if it's sick, you know, it's better to kill it and remove it. It's accepted in churches. But it does not mean it's okay. And there's two opinions. I mean, there's two very strong opinions. There's opinion that says no tattoos or no piercings for Christians. And there's the one that says it's okay now. And everybody's entitled to their opinion. In my opinion, this is not church's opinion. This is my opinion. I am not for tattoos and I'm not for piercings. But you did not come here to hear my opinion, right? You did not wake up this morning and said, okay, I want to go to church. I want to hear Pastor Tanya's opinion on some stuff. My opinion does not matter, really. We are here in a business of getting you closer to Jesus, not closer to anything that, you know, we want you to believe. We're here to get you closer to Jesus. And so let's turn our attention to scriptures. Let's turn to Leviticus 19:28. And this is about one of the, I mean, there's two only places. There's another one very similar to this one, Exodus somewhere. Not many places in the Bible talk about this issue. Let's read. You shall not make any cuttings in your flesh for the dead, nor tattoo any marks on you. I am the Lord. And here cuttings in Hebrew it means incision or tattoo, impression, inscription, mark in the flesh. Now today I don't want to come and say, okay, you see this says, you know, no cuttings, no tattoos, that's it. You know, I don't want to do that to you and say, this is the law and you live with it. I want to argue. And I'm going to argue myself. It's going to be a little bit funny probably. But I want to show you a little bit arguments that two sides, two different opinions have for each other. And let's reason. First argument is, that's Old Testament. We live under New Testament. We don't live under law anymore. So we can do whatever we want to do. And this doesn't apply to us anymore. That's true. But just because Bible doesn't talk about some things in New Testament does not mean we, you know, stop or start doing something. For example, bestiality. It's a perverted sex with animals. Nothing about it is mentioned in the New Testament. Nothing at all. But we all, it's not even in church, everybody understands that is a disgusting thing to do, and only very perverted, disgusting people do that. But the New Testament doesn't mention anything about it. We're not under the law. We're free to do that, right? No, but the New Testament doesn't mention anything about it. Yeah, because we all understand that's unmentionable. You don't do that. Let's read a little bit further. Let's read 29, verse 29. Do not prostitute your daughters to cause her or them to be a whore, lest the land fall to whoredom and the land become full of wickedness. There is no verse in the Bible that says, In the New Testament that says, you shall not be a pimp and, you know, rent out your daughter or prostitute your daughter. Nothing. There's not a word about that. Does that make it okay? Because there's nothing in New Testament? But there's nothing about it in New Testament. Fathers, make some money. Everybody understands you don't do that, right? It's only in Old Testament. And there are more things. There are things like sacrificing children. Nothing mentioned in the New Testament. We don't do that. But if you wanted to make an argument and say, you know what, Pastor, all that sounds good, but I'm not convinced all that information is okay, yes, but that does not make it a sin. And I'll agree with you. There is nothing that says tattoos are a sin. I can't argue that. So if you already made up your mind, you already have an opinion about it, you don't want to change, you don't want to know the bigger view, you can say that, and I'll agree. It doesn't say that it's a sin. Argument number two, it's only a sin if you get tattoo for the dead. Let's read scripture again. You shall not make any cuttings in your flesh for the dead, nor tattoo any marks on you. I am the Lord. In pagan custom, it was when somebody died, they would, and people do that, in our age too, when you're hurt, when you're going through some stuff, people cut. They receive release. It doesn't hurt as much. But there was a little bit more attached to it in older days. Pagans used to, when somebody died, they believed that if you cut yourself, you release some blood and you give some blood to that spirit and so the spirit can live on. So that's what they did. They cut themselves, they got some blood out, and it was a way to let the spirits live on. And it's a very strong argument. They say, okay, here it says, if you do that for the dead, that's wrong. No, don't do tattoos for the dead. You know, don't print their names when somebody died on your back. But I did it just for fun. I did it for fashion, so it's not for the dead. Okay, I understand that. But when I read it, I see cuttings in your flesh for the dead, nor tattoo any marks on you. I see it as... and. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing it right, but Wycliffe's Bible Encyclopedia, under the definition of tattooing, distinctly says, while cutting in the flesh have reference here to mourning custom for the dead, the tattooing does not appear to pertain to such practice. So it's not me, just other scholars believe that it means any kind of tattoo. Yeah, cuts for the dead, but any kind of tattoos are prohibited. Or do you want to say that, okay, I'm not drinking blood for the dead. I'm not drinking blood for occultic reasons. So it makes it okay. I can drink it. Just as long as it's not for the dead. Just because, you know, No, we don't do that. Okay? If you were to argue and say that's not enough information to make a tattoo a sin, I would agree with you. I would say that's true. It doesn't say that it's a sin. Argument number three. We can trim beard and get haircuts, so why can't we get a tattoo? And let's read a little bit earlier. Let's read 26, verse 26. Or verse 27. It says, "You shall not round off the side growth of your heads, nor harm the edges of your beard." So somebody says, see, 27 says don't shave or don't get a haircut. 28 says don't get a tattoo. So today it's either we don't get haircuts and don't get tattoos, or if we shave and, you know, get haircuts, then we're allowed to get tattoos. Well, the only problem with that is when you look at a context, and let's read a little bit even earlier, let's take 26 and read, "You shall not eat anything with the blood, nor practice divination or soothsaying. You shall not round off the side growth of your heads, nor harm the edges of your beard." And then it says our verse. So if you look at the concept, it's talking about everything. I don't believe God is going to be talking about soothsaying. That's basically when, you know, something happens to you, you get scared, you know, your child gets scared, you're going to bring your child, somebody's going to say something, put something on their head, whatever, make have them, you know, drink something, breathe something, and your child is going to be okay. This is sorcery. In other translation, it doesn't say here. In other translation, it says that don't watch days. So it means like lucky, this day is lucky, so I'm going to go out, this day is not lucky. Horoscope, that's what it is in our days. So, and then God for some reason just decides, oh yeah, by the way, don't trim your beard. Yeah, I just want it like that. I want you to be all, you know, beardy. No, it's talking about here, it's talking about witchcraft rituals. The whole context, when you read all three verses in a row, they're all talking of witchcraft actions. And when it's talking about the beard, in ancient days they used to worship sun, moon, and stars. And so there was an act of worship. They made their heads look round as worship to the sun, to moon, and stars. So please, it's not talking about just, you know, don't get a haircut. It's talking about don't worship anything but me. And don't do the worship act. Well, and you might say, well, Pastor, I do get a haircut today, and I don't do it for the moon or for the star or for the sun. I just do it for fashion. And the same way, I want to get a tattoo or piercing just for the fashion. And I'll say, okay, I guess, again, I cannot say that it's a sin. You are right. And then that's the biggest argument. People say that if I'm not doing it for the evil, for the witchcraft, I can do it just for the fashion. And then the fourth one is, what if I get a Christian tattoo? You know, like a cross, or somebody puts verses, you know, scriptures that mean so much to them in their life, or, you know, Christian tattoo. Let's open 1 Corinthians 6:19-20. It says, "Or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and that you're not your own anymore? For you've been bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body." And then there's a similar verse that says, "Do you not know that you are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? If any man destroys the temple of God, God will destroy him. For the temple of God is holy, and that is what you are." Kind of scary. You know, getting destroyed for touching his property. This is not my property anymore if I receive Jesus, if I receive Holy Spirit on the inside of me. I'm here to take care of it. I'm here to make sure that it's appropriate, that it's fed, it's not cold. I'm here to make sure that it walks around and talks to people about the kingdom of God. If you're not sure, if it's still a question, if you just want to do it because everybody does it, but you're still kind of, and after I give you all this fact, you're like, oh, you know, I'm not sure. Just don't do it. If you're not sure about something, it's better not to do it. Listen to this phrase. If we really love the Lord, we will see how far we can stay away from the line of disobedience, not how close we can get to it. If you really, really love God, you're not going to think, okay, so I can't sleep with that person, but how far can I go? You know, like where I don't sin, but like where, you know, I do something you know, if you really, really love God, you're going to try to stay away, as far away as possible from that line of disobedience to Him. Can you honestly glorify God with a tattoo or piercings? Can you pray to God and say, God, I'm going to go get a tattoo. What should I get? I'm just wondering, what would be good? What do you think would look good on me? What's your will? What's your will for me? Can you honestly pray, God, what do you think? Should I pierce my lip or should I pierce my something else? There's a lot of things people pierce right now. Lord, if people do it, it's probably okay, right? I mean, they do it to show it off too. Can you do that? Can you pray about it? You can say, okay, fine. You know, can you pray about clothes and can you pray about, you know, other fashion or whatever? I can. Honestly, I can. When I go shopping, I do, when I don't forget, when I really need something. I'm not talking about food or needs. I'm talking about clothes. I'll get down and be like, God, I'm looking for this. Please help me find something that looks good on me, something that's going to be affordable, good price. And it works. I'll go and I'll find something quickly. And if I don't pray, I'm going to be walking around. And we as Christians, we have to look good. I'm sorry. I am so mad at this portrait that world has painted of us Christian people, that we are all have no fashion sense whatsoever, that we can't match any colors, that we don't own a comb or a brush. Some of them blood blue think we don't even brush our teeth. This is what they think of a Christian person. That they roll out of the bed, don't even look in the mirror, read, pray, and then they go out. And I'm sick of this. We want people to look at us and want to be like us. We want to look good. And I'm not talking about where, you know, please don't stretch it and say, Pastor, preach today that, you know, vanity. No. You know, there's time. If you're a beautiful person, but there is, you know, everything rotten inside of you, you're going to be as ugly as anything. You know, it doesn't matter if you're always mean and angry, and you can't say that I'm beautiful so I don't have to be good or nice or, you know, have God on the inside of me. But you have to balance it out. And so looking at New Life Church, girls, I cannot say that Christians don't have fashion sense. I cannot say that Christians, you know, look like this. No, Christians look good and they have to look good. The Bible says that we need to look like saints. And right away people think like, okay, saint means ugly. To me, I mean, whenever I think saint, I think something very beautiful, very appropriate, something very presentable. Why church translated saint into something, you know, smell like fish and walk around? And saint means something who is up there and you look at them and you want to be like them. So please, let's raise that bar. So we got to be an example. And I hear already some people say, exactly. So I want to be an example. I want to go get a Christian tattoo. You know how many ugly tattoos are out there and how, you know, bad piercings. I want to get a good one. I want to get and give people an example of what a Christian tattoo looks like. And I'll have nothing to say to that. I'll have, okay. I mean, I cannot say again that it's a sin. You can't do it. If you made up your mind, if that's what you say. I also heard people saying that, you know, if I get a tattoo, like a Jesus tattoo or a scripture tattoo or, you know, Jesus' blood or something, it's going to give me, open the door to minister to people. And I think if you don't minister to people, no tattoo is going to make you minister to people. So, but sure, whatever makes you, at least you're not going to have any excuses anymore. But this, I do want to talk to all the kids who live with their parents yet. Even if you're not a kid anymore, but you live with your parents. If your parents told you you cannot get a piercing or a tattoo, and you want to do it, or you did it, that's a sin. And I can say, and it's a New Testament. And so you cannot fight me in this one. So if you're an old person who made that decision, whatever. But if you live with your parents and you disobey, and in that matter with anything, if you disobey, it's a sin. So there you go, I said it. There are always natural factors, and I'm going to go through this really, really quickly. Natural factors are the fact of tattoo spreading deadly disease is nothing new. It's been known and documented for years. Dr. Haley concluded, we found that commercially acquired tattoos accounted for more than twice as many hepatitis C infection as injection drug use. That means it may have been the largest single contributor to nationwide epidemic of this form of hepatitis. through getting tattoos? Are you really willing to risk for a little butterfly getting sick? Pamela Anderson, God, if actors who taught us, if actors who modeled tattoos are starting to remove their tattoos, hey, who are we? We follow, right? So, and yes, she got her hepatitis B or hepatitis C from her little tummy tattoo. Because of that, she's removing all her tattoos now. Okay, so think about this. Tattoo is permanent decision, decoration, permanent decoration, if you look at it as decoration. Someday you'll get old. For sure, not maybe, for sure, you'll get old. And that little butterfly is gonna droop. And for people to see it, you're gonna have to open it up and see there was a butterfly there. In fact, 50% of people right now, 50% approximately of people remove their tattoos. Do you know how expensive it is to remove a tattoo? $60 tattoo can cost you up to $8,000. Of course, depending on its size, to remove it. And then it doesn't even remove permanently. You can see scars, or in fact, we have Angelina Jolie over there. I want to show you how she was first with Billy Bob. Then Billy Bob is not in the picture anymore. She had to do something about it because Brad Pitt is not going to be happy. So, yep, they tried to remove it. And yeah, doesn't it look bad? And so later on, she removed her dragon too and tried to cover up with her kids' coordination, where she got her adopted her kids from. But you can still see a little bit of dragon left there. And I say the whole arm is not looking good. So, yeah, so you might just regret it later on, you know? You're going to get older. You're not going to look the way you look. And are you ready to? And tattoos have been a fad for so long, I think they're going out already. I mean, you're going to be left with a permanent tattoo, and it's not going to be in style anymore. What are you going to do? Okay, people say that having tattoo in college was fun, but when they got their degree and went to apply for a job, this is true. You're judged by your tattoos. So if you come to this huge, and in Sofas, maybe we might not have it, but in, you know, bigger cities, you come to this office, you don't look presentable, they're not going to hire you. You might be a very smart, talented person, but because they judged you by how you look, people, they won't hire you. So that's why people, again, they remove their tattoos. There's not much in the Bible about piercing, but everything I researched about piercing, body piercing, was an act of rebellion. And you're not going to tell me right now if you're young, but when you get a little bit older, you'll admit that you got a tattoo or a body piercing because of rebellion. Because some did it just because mom said no, I'm going to go and do it. Or what? Who do they think I'm going to show them? And I'm going to go get this huge, ugly tattoo. And I saw so many tattoos, like, there would be, like, this weird shape. And girl was writing, what was I thinking? What is it? You know, I'm afraid to go swimming now because it's so ugly. So, and then the second part of piercing, body piercing, is lust. That's actually the biggest one. Why people get body pierced is because of lust. Because we women or men want to seduce. They want to show off. Because think about it. If you got a... Never mind. Yeah, just, yeah. And of course, somebody can fight me even on that and say that, well, I did not rebel. I got a tattoo because, you know, it was really honestly a decoration. And then tell me how far is too far. Then if you would say that it's on you, it's on my conscience and everybody is different, then tell me how far is too far. Where is already nasty? Because your nasty might not be my nasty. Who is going to say how far is too far? As Christians, we want to be like Jesus. Can you imagine Jesus with a tattoo? No, honestly, just look at one of those and pick which one Jesus would look good with. Or piercing. I don't know, I cannot. Maybe I'm just weird like that. I think if Jesus lived in our time, I cannot imagine him like that, but maybe I don't know. And parents, I want to talk to you a little bit. Especially those, and all of you who are going to have kids, please listen. This is the privilege of being a parent. You can teach your kid whatever you want to teach them. And then when they grow up, they're going to follow that without even sometimes knowing. Like, I believe that tattoos are sin because my parents told me and I did not even question that. So when I researched, I was like, whoa, you know, I mean, it's not a sin. But I never wanted to do it, never even, you know, went through my mind because my parents from, not when kids come at 15, 16, 14 years old and like, I want to do a piercing. And then you go do this whole speech, you know, you can't. And then that's when kids rebel and go and do it anyway. Start teaching them when they're still little. When you teach them their ABCs, start teaching them about smoking, Not when you smell something from them, start teaching, oh, smoking is bad. When they're little, start teaching them about drinking, start teaching them about tattoos and whatever else you want your kids to abstain from or live by. Bottom line, you can do whatever you want to do. Our God, or Jesus Christ, is just amazing like that. He said, all things are lawful, but not all things profitable. All things are lawful, but not all things edify. You can do whatever you want. Are you going to bring glory to God? If you're a Christian, that's what you live for, to bring glory to your Father. I want to talk to you who have been thinking about getting, who don't have a tattoo or piercing, body piercing, really were considering to get one. Please, do this. Go into your room. I'm not saying today no or yes or anything. Go into your room and pray about it. If you really want to know God's will, and like here it's very unclear and there's different opinions, get into your room and just say, God, really, I just want to know, what do you think about it? I don't care what everybody says, and what do you think about it? Because you see, I really, really want it, but like honestly, what is your heart? Do you care at all? Do you have anything to say about it? And then if he says, go ahead, do it, go and do it. But please, ask him first. You don't want to regret it.